Nerds.
All right, listeners, please welcome our real life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world. NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc. NMLS 1617539.
Nerds.
I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you. I just want to take a second and thank Indeed for sponsoring today's episode. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out that job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, your guest teacher is Nihal Advani. He is the founder and CEO of QualSites. He's an experienced marketer, globetrotter. He founded QualSites. Now, previously, he was the founder and CEO of Georama. So serial entrepreneur. He's originally from India. He spent his teenage years as an internationally ranked tennis player before coming to the U.S. on a full tennis scholarship. Now, while at Stony Brook University in New York, he interned at Google, graduating top of his class with a BS in marketing. He joined Microsoft, where he spent 5 years in various marketing and data roles across search, which is Bing, and display, including program manager for the Microsoft Media Network. Now he's combined his passion for technology and seeing and understanding the world by launching Georama and QualSites. Now what he's going to teach you stems from his experience in starting and pivoting his business, leveraging guerrilla marketing and ultimately creating a leading consumer insights platform. So you're going to learn about the importance of adaptability, strategic pivots, and innovative marketing strategies that can make any business successful. He'll talk about the significance of recognizing when a business model isn't working and having the courage to pivot, some guerrilla marketing strategies, as well as his version of product market fit and how to find product market fit based on his experience in his own companies, but also with over 500 startups that he's worked with over his career. Understood. And what were some of those guerrilla marketing things that you were doing that were obviously not spending millions of dollars in ad money? Walk me through some of those and which ones worked, which ones didn't.
You know, it was interesting. We actually did a lot of social back then. This was like earlier days of social compared to now, and you didn't have many of the platforms you have now. But Facebook was something we tried. We actually won in travel. We won the best social media startup in travel award. Wow. I remember. I think it was by Skift. We also won Cranes, Chicago's best social media startup award. Like, so we had done some interesting things with Facebook, which was essentially we tried a bunch of different types of posts. But what we found was a way to kind of get like a daily dose of inspiration was you combine a great unique picture, right? We had curators that would find these cool pictures and kind of show people, but you ask them a trivia question. And when you, like, we tried so many different variations, different things, but the thing that was very clear, like data was way better, was if you ask them a question of like, can you guess where this is, for example, and then show them a really cool picture that inspires them at the same time, the likes and the comments and stuff, the interactions were off the charts. And so that allowed us to get some really nice usage from folks like that who found us on Facebook and then kind of got to our platform. And we did other sorts of things as well. But that was, I think, one of the interesting ones.
Very interesting. Okay. So as this was growing, but obviously, and you won awards, you were in you got some press and some PR, but it didn't really work out. So I can still see, though, that this is like the roots of consumer insights. Like, you're getting information, you're figuring out, and this is, you know, Qualsites is not that far away from how it started, really, if you think about it. Like,
if you think about it, exactly, and when you just say it right up front, it sounds like, wait, what?
Yeah.
But if you think of my original passion, right, it was all about helping myself as well, right? I was one of the prospective users, but also helping just people in general see and understand the world. Why do you travel? You travel to explore the world, right? To see other things, see new things, get exposed to new things, and also understand culture, understand other humans and behavior and all those kinds of things. And so I always had that passion. And when we actually pivoted two times to get to here. So we had a travel startup, then we actually pivoted to virtual travel, which is another thing right within travel before we went to insights. But all of these three things were connected by, you know,
what is virtual travel? This is like pre-metaverse. So I don't know what virtual travel is.
It is. It's so funny, right? People talk about, I mean, metaverse is a bit different, but so this is pre-Meerkat, pre-Periscope, pre-Facebook Live.
Yeah.
We actually now finally got a patent on this just last year, 7 years later, where we were the first to kind of allow somebody to travel somewhere virtually without physically being there. So the way it worked is you had guides, local guides, whether it was actually official tour guides, which we had many, or whether it was just locals in the city or even travelers in a city happening to be travel. We allowed them to share their experiences live. So not recorded videos. These were live videos. That's why it was pre all of, like, live is such a big thing now in today's world. But in 2014, when we were doing this, it wasn't a thing. And so we basically allowed people to virtually and remotely not just see what's going on somewhere else through somebody else, but it was all mobile, where somebody was walking around in that city, and you could also kind of tailor your experience by saying, hey, can you turn left and show me this? Or can you kind of show me that? Or whatever it may be, right? So it was a very interactive experience.
Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539. Nerds.
I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts. And the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you.
I just want to take a second and thank Indeed for sponsoring today's episode. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out that job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
And it was really unique in that our goal was, you know, when we realized, okay, why it was hard. We realized the whole financial model wouldn't work, and even though we had users and stuff. But then we were like, you know, what are companies in the travel industry that have actually broken out? Kayak was one, you know, a few years before we started was, well, they started out at Kayak and Airbnb, you know, like a new way of, you know, searching for stuff. And then with Airbnb, a new inventory source. And we're like, what can we do if we try to stay within travel, but be truly unique? And that's what we came up with. We're like, well, you know, folks like you and me, we're privileged in that we have got to see, you know, quite a bit of the world and et cetera. But there's so many other folks out there in this world that actually would want to go places, but don't get a chance to go or don't get a chance to go as much, whether it's because of financial reasons or sometimes it's logistical or even physical reasons. And so that was kind of that. It was super exciting because we were doing something truly incredibly unique. And we did it beyond B2C. We very quickly realized B2C was going to be hard because we had the same challenges. We had some interesting ideas of monetization. In fact, Amazon, by the way, recently just started a thing that is almost like an exact thing of what we were doing in 2014. It's kind of funny. Amazon Travel. I think they're piloting it. You know how they pilot different things. We'll see how it does. But point is, we had different ways to kind of tip guides and have private tours and stuff like that. But we realized, you know, this is going to be a very strong thing for B2B. And that's why we started to do B2B. We worked with tourism organizations like State of Illinois, State of Michigan were clients of ours, for example. We worked with various different hotels for things like site inspections. So going to see a hotel for like an event per se, or even like things like we have worked with a wind farm in Australia for inspections in the wind farm. So all kinds of reasons. We even worked with NASA for virtual field trips for kids who couldn't go there and they wanted you know, virtual field trip to NASA or even museums. You had many museum clients. So it was really unique and we started to make some money there. But there too, because we had all of these different industries, right? We had tourism, we had government, we had education, we had others, that we were like, this is great. There's definitely something here. We've got strong tech, but we haven't really found product market fit or found that one industry that we can really own. We're trying to be jack of all trades. And that's why we made that final pivot to QualSites.
Okay. That makes, okay. So, but you pivoted to QualSites, but you could have just, why did you not just double down on one industry? Why did you choose to pivot even like the brand, like the company name? That's major.
Yeah. So when we were looking at these and we were doing a few different things, right? So we were doing these few different verticals I just mentioned. This one time, one of our advisors connected us to this other potential investor. And within a day, he gave us, you know, a 25K check because he was like, you know what? I'm a researcher and I think your technology could be interesting for research, for ethnography, for helping people understand consumer behavior without physically visiting a home. I'm like, oh, that's pretty interesting. So that's how kind of the idea popped into my mind. In 2017, when we realized, like, listen, we were kind of doing this and just like not going the way we wanted to. But I mean, it was not going bad, but it was not going great. We're like, we need to figure it out and we need to kind of hone in on one vertical. We got into 500 startups out of the Valley. And in that journey, what we did was, like, unlike other startups, we were kind of a little bit later stage going into 500 startups, considering we had a great product and all this stuff. We had some revenue, but we didn't have the right market. And so we used that program single-handedly, focused. We took 7 different verticals, including Insights being one of them at the time, to then kind of do some real tests and some real market testing and conversations and a whole bunch of things that they taught us there to determine what market it would be that we would focus on. And Insights was thrown into the hat because that one investor had once dropped a check really quickly. We're like, oh, there must be something here.
Let's just try it out.
And when we did those tests, like we did, for example, email kind of, not email marketing, but like almost like sales email sequencing that's quite common nowadays, but like automated sales emails to kind of see what message is working. And it was a night and day with compared to other industries. Like the Insights folks really, it was resonating. Our message was resonating. We spoke to a whole bunch of industry experts, got some more investors as part of that. Like we were just talking to people and they were getting excited about what we're doing. We're like, there's something here and they've got real money. These CPG companies, for example, and pharma companies have real money. They have a real pain point that we can solve about being able to do research more efficiently, yet being doing deep research. And that's how the whole, you know, final change came to kind of hone in into Insights.
Okay, so then, okay, perfect. So then that brings us up to Qualsights. So what, like elevator pitch, what does Qualsights actually do for a company? That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real-life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc. NMLS 1617539.
Nerds!
I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you. I just want to take a second and thank Indeed for sponsoring today's episode. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out that job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.